actually worked as a janitor at Seattle Art Museum, and my art education was pretty much going through the galleries every night, sweeping the floors. I remember when I first started working, there was a Sidney Sherman show, and then there was a Chuck Close show, and I would see these works of art along with the permanent collection, and that was my education. You really learn a lot just by being around art. And then there was a Christian Marclay show, and he did a lot of things that were around music, and he's one of the people that kind of inspired me. Okay, I can do my own thing. I can combine music and visual art in my own way. And that's kind of how I got to where I am today.
Paul Rucker is an interdisciplinary artist. He's a skilled composer and cellist with an imaginative mind for visualizing complex stories through objects and digital media. But really, at his core, he's a historian who makes art out of research on typically uncomfortable incidents and events from our collective past. For example, there's his beautiful album, History of an Apology, which explores the delayed apology to the men who endured the Tuskegee experiment in rural Alabama. And in his most recent show, Rewind, Rucker trained his unflinching eye on police brutality and paired it with lynching. We talked a few months back inside his studio at Creative Alliance in Baltimore, Maryland, where, in the middle of a three-year residency, he mounted the biggest show of his career.
So the show is called Rewind, and it's showing parallels in history of the past and the present with atrocities such as lynchings and shootings, as well as paralleling slavery and the prison system. Taking a look back at history on the things that we've done or that have impacted us that we haven't really talked about. I use objects to tell stories, and I created this soundless series, these violin-shaped bodies and cello-shaped bodies to tell the stories about atrocities of the past. Many of the bodies represent civil rights deaths. It's just a way to tell the story about the history that we're not taught about in school. You know, we have history classes, but there's certain things we avoid talking about, because I think one thing is they're difficult to talk about, especially the atrocities that really have shaped us into who we are and in the not-so-positive ways. It's close to home. I mean, I think deaths of the 50s and 60s, people that were around during that time, some are still alive that were a part of these deaths. If you take the Alabama church bombing, the person that committed that crime in 65, they were free until 2001, and they were bragging to their family that they were part of that murder of those four black girls, and then they finally did time and they passed away in prison. I use symbolic images to tell the stories about things, a lot of musical related things, animation, video. Like, I created this piece called Proliferation. It's an animated map of the U.S. prison system. Instead of just saying we have over 2.3 million people in prison, one in every 99, I decided to make an animated map that showed the density of our prison system. Because you start talking millions and billions, you know, people kind of glaze over. Lately, I've been working a lot with images of lynching postcard images. I've been taking these images and have been bringing them back to life. And I have these tapestries and throws of people that have been lynched, that have been placed on these things that are mainly used for comfort. Now they're, you know, being shown horrible atrocities. But we have modern-day lynchings where people are being shot by the police with large amounts of ammunition. You know, it doesn't take 50 bullets to take down one person, but that's what happened with Sean Bell. It doesn't take 41 bullets to take down a person, but that's what happened with Amadou Diallo. But even with the Oscar Grant, who was shot with one bullet, you know, that's an excessive use of force. We have Eric Garner, who was choked live on camera. But for some reason, you know, the grand jury decided it was not a murder. And I think that's another prime example. You don't have to be in a noose to be lynched or to be suffocated and die. You can be in the arms or by the arms of another person. It's an ongoing thing. I don't run out of source material, unfortunately. But I like thinking about these things. You definitely feel like you have a sense of purpose, but you also, it's for self. You want to deal with these things yourself. You don't want to be ruled by the past. And if I'm fearful of something, I'd like to know why I'm fearful of it. I like to lean into the sharp edges a little bit or lean into the situation and try to figure out how can I not let this event or this aspect of the world I don't want it to have so much control over me. The arts matter because problems can be solved through the arts. The arts can tap in to our ways of thinking that will help us solve the major problems. We're not so cut and dry. You know, we're not all 1 + 1 = 2. There has to be a heart connection when we're making decisions about how we're going to proceed with this problem. And if we don't have that heart connection, which I think the arts can bring, then we're not making the best decisions. I think we will always look at the cost-benefit analysis, but I think arts help us connect to the human benefit analysis.
That was composer, musician, and visual artist Paul Rucker on his eye-opening approach to understanding history through mixed media art. I'd like to send a very special thank you to Paul, who generously grants the NEA permission to excerpt his music for any AV project. You can often hear it at the top of our weekly podcast and occasionally as a soundtrack under short videos we produce. Paul, we deeply appreciate it. To learn more about him, check out paulrucker.com. You can also see some of his work, including the video Proliferation and images from his show Rewind on the NEA blog Artworks at arts.gov. All the music was composed and performed by Paul Rucker and used courtesy of Paul Rucker. Excerpts from Proliferation from the video installation Proliferation, Nepal and Summer More Equal from the album Oil with Hans Tuber, and Parents Dance Part 2 from History of an Apology.